Glory to God. And I just like to thank you all again. And I can see so many of you have already joined in and some were waiting for a while. And I can see that you are anticipating being blessed of the Lord. I can see who's calling in. So I thank God for every one of you. Let's get a moment of prayer. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you are so good. We thank you because this is the day that you made, and we are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. God, just like David says, our expectations, it comes from you. It comes from the Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you would just fill our cups tonight. Let it overflow, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, just allow the Holy Spirit just to give us revelation of your spoken word tonight. We praise you. We thank you for every person on the line, and that we believe that they will be blessed and the needs will be met, and we will give you all the glory and we will give you the honor. And God, we praise you that this word will come forth with power, that you'll be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Most of you know, or folks who know me, they know that I love flowers. I love beautiful flowers. Everybody pretty much knows that who knows me. And, you know, I appreciate the various types of flowers. And then, you know, I enjoy the mass array of colors, so many beautiful colors, especially during the peak season. And right now, you know, things are kind of going down a little bit, but before then, things were peak colors and all. And so when I see a beautiful flower, I oftentimes see the splendor of God. Because if you just take a rose, and you could a rosebud, and you could try to just unfold those petals, there's no way we can do it. Only God can do this. Only God can create such beauty. You see, man can only reproduce what God has already made. Amen. So I'll tell anybody that it's work to maintain a beautiful flower garden. People pass here all the time, and they says, "Oh, so beautiful! I love it," and everything. And I'll say, "Yeah, it's a lot of work." And one man says, "Yes, but we enjoy it. We get to share in on that," and so that makes me feel good. So, but I'm telling you, it's work. I have to water the flowers. You got to fertilize them, feed them every now and then. You got to pull out the weeds. You got to prune them. You got to cut them back, and then as a result, not only do I enjoy their beauty, but other people can also enjoy it. So that's why we do all of that. And that leads me right on to the St. John. If you'll turn to St. John, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to be reading the 1st through the 8th verses. St. John 15, 1 through 8. And this is Jesus talking now. And he's teaching about this. It says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Jesus said, look, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. There's nothing we can do without abiding in that vine. And he goes on to say in verse 6 that if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. He's telling us, Jesus is telling them exactly how to be blessed. Oh, yes. Let's break this down a little bit. number one, Jesus is saying that I am the true vine. We know that he's the truth because Jesus said in another passage of scripture that I am the way. He says, I am the truth and I am the life, that no man can come to the Father except he come but by me. So when Jesus is saying that I am the very life, the essence, in other words, the source of life, and if we want to be blessed, we want to be inspired and encouraged and enriched and endowed with a Holy Ghost power, we got to abide in him. And in him, there is no sadness. There is no sorrow. We have to abide in Christ. Amen. Praise God. So if we want to flourish and excel in life, we must stay connected to the true vine. Who is that true vine? His name is Jesus. Otherwise, we'll dry up and die. So let's look at that. Jesus, he's just kind of identifying who's who. Then he goes on to say, my Father is the husbandman, or you can look at it as the gardener. God the Father is the one who takes care of the branches. We are the branches, the believers. We, the believers, are the branches. And it's the Father's good pleasure to be able to beautify and just enhance each one of the believers and make us fruitful. It's pleasant to be around the people that are showing the love of Christ and allowing men to see your good works. It's a pleasant to do that, but that only happens as the Father gets ready to prune us or purge us. Purge us, as the scripture was saying. And that word purge is, it's a removal of unwanted items. You know, it's a good house cleaning. In other words, he cleans us up. Mm-hmm. And you know, he cuts away the unpleasant characteristics. So with that introduction, I want to give you my topic for tonight. If I had to choose a topic, it would be, don't despise your cutback season. I'm going to say that again. Don't despise your cutback season. So you're going to understand that as I get a little bit further into this. In other words, let's look at this scripture. He says that every branch, and remember, we are the branches, we're the believers. Every branch or believer in me that bears not fruit, he said, he takes away, my God. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, so that it will bring forth more fruit, much fruit. And you know, it doesn't feel good to be pruned or whatever, because I can tell, sometimes it don't even look good. But I can tell you, as it relate to the flowers and all, because there are times when I have to cut it back, or I have to trim off the dead flowers, because it stuns the growth of that plant. It stuns, it takes away from the beauty of the plant. And likewise, when God the Father begins to purge us and clean us up, we know that God is preparing us for his glory, as the scripture says. Said, wherein is my Father glorified. So when we are purged and we stay in the true vine, staying connected to the true vine, then we can ask the Father anything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Glory to God. I'm trying to take my time tonight, but yet it's quite a bit to say. But listen, let's look at this. Let's look at this scripture again. See, Jesus talks, he makes two, there's two distinctions between where he says cut back, or he cuts off, or he takes away. There's two distinct reasons here. And, for example, fruitful branches or believers who bear the fruit, who have the fruit of the Spirit. And we're growing in this every day. We don't get it all overnight, but at least we're bearing some fruit because we're remaining in that true vine, which is Jesus. So what he does, what the Father does, he actually cuts us back to promote our growth. In order for believers to become mature in God, there's sometimes God has to discipline us to strengthen our character and to build our faith. You say, what do you mean about that, Lady B? There are times, I'm going to give you just a couple examples. Sometimes God has to separate us from so-called friends who are really toxic to our growth. I mean, they stun our growth, and you're not productive. You're not even producing, and so there are times when God has his own distinct way that he might just kind of cut back on that, cut you back from that, but didn't say cut off, but cut back. In other words, purge you, cleanse you. He does a little cleaning. See, the scripture tells us, the small foxes, they spoil the vine. It's a little, sometimes a little small, no harm thing. See, the enemy knows that we're not going to go out and do big things, you know, because sin is really sin. But he knows that we won't probably go out and do big things, but they're just little small things, little things, that maybe a little hatred in your heart. Maybe there's some jealousy. Maybe there's some backbiting about somebody. Maybe with a gossiping, God begins to cut back. So I'm saying to you tonight, don't despise that. Don't despise your cutback season. Every one of us has a cutback season. The Bible tells us that God cleans us up. He purges us. He purges those that he loves. Here's another example of maybe cut back. Not cut off, but cut back. Hallelujah. Sometimes we fail to acknowledge the Lord or wait on him when we make a decision. But sometimes we just go ahead. We're all guilty of this. Go ahead and do our own thing and do it our way. Just not going to wait. We want it right now, right now, right now. But because we want it now, and then we don't take time to wait for an answer, because a lot of times God may not answer right then. And without God answering, that doesn't necessarily mean no, but it could be not at this time. But yet we'll go ahead, and we do what we want to do, and next thing you know, we find ourselves head over heels in debt so much that we have a hard time and struggle trying to get rid of that debt. Say amen, somebody. But let me tell you, when there's a cutback time, and when God, his mercy and his grace, he still loves us. He still purges us because we still are in that vine. So therefore, as long as we're staying connected to Jesus, as long as we're staying in the family of God, there is opportunity to perfect us. Oh, yes, hallelujah, that God is able to bring us where we need to be in him. But let's look at the other side of the coin. See, when the scripture says, it starts right off saying, every branch in me that bears not fruit, guess what happens? He taketh away. And then further down it says, that you know, if a man, this is verse 6, says, if a man abide not in me, in other words, you're not in that vine, you're not in that true vine, what happens? He is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's not where we want to be. We don't want to be in the cutoff season. But hey, we want to be where God can use us. He can perfect us. He can strengthen us. He can build us, mold us, and make us for his glory. Hallelujah. Don't despise your cutback season. See, God knows what it takes to build each and every one of us. He knows what it takes to build a good quality character. Let's talk about the cutoff. When he cuts off the branches, those branches or those believers that don't bear fruit, and are cut off at the trunk. My God. Now, you know, when you cut off anything from the base, from the vine, from the trunk, it you might as well just get ready to throw it away because it's going to wither. We cannot live unless we stay connected to the vine. And when I say live, I mean live spiritually, flourish spiritually, grow spiritually the way we should grow. Amen, somebody. My God. But we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be in that cutback part cut off. But we want to be so that God, here I am, God, you can use me. Yes, it don't feel good. Sometimes it don't look good. But yet, wait a while. Then you'll come forth after you've been tried, after you've been tested. The Bible says we'll come forth as pure gold. So don't despise your cut back season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the people, they are believers, so-called believers, and that God has a cut off. Could be some of those who won't bear fruit for God at all, or won't even try to block they'll try to block the efforts of God's followers or other believers. They will cut off from the divine flow of life. My God, and we don't want to be in that state. Let me just go a little bit further here. Tell you what Proverbs said. Proverbs 3:11-12. It says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects," or he chastises, or he purges. He prunes back, hallelujah, who God loves. He says, even as a father loves the son whom he delights in. So in other words, the fact that you're in a cutback or we're in a cutback season at times, we have to be thankful. We can give thanks. And because we are still in the love. We are still in his divine love. We are still have that life in us that God can take that and make something beautiful out of our life. Amen. Say amen to that. Glory to God. So, yeah, it hurts sometimes. And you may have to suffer a little while as a result of. But, you know, it's just like me cutting back my, pruning some of my plants and everything. Sometimes it don't look good. And, you know, like, for example, that you take like, petunias. Petunias are beautiful when they're in bloom, so pretty. But after a while, the sun hits them, they start looking withery looking and droopy and all. And they don't look good at all. But you know what? Every now and then, sometimes I hate to do it, but I have to do it. God, I just take the scissors and cut that part right off. Wait a while. It don't look good at first, but come back another week and look at it. There's new branches. There's new flowers. And then, see, I've taken and give it a little fertilizer, give it a little boost and all. And next thing you know, it's flourishing again. Same way it works with us spiritually. God knows what it takes. He chastised those that he loves. See, it costs something to be a strong soldier in the army of the Lord. And see, but we have help. See, that's why he says stay connected to the true vine, because without being connected to Jesus, we won't be able to make it. He's already said in that same scripture, without me, you can do nothing. There's nothing we can do without him. But see, we have this high priest that's seated on the right hand of God the Father. And guess what he's doing? He's praying for us. He's making intercession for you and I. He's reminding the Father, said, "But Father, look at my blood. I died for them." And see, God, Jesus, he's saying to the Father, he already prayed, said that all that you have given me, all those souls you have given me, all that you've given into my hand, Father, I pray that you would let them remain, that the enemy will not be able at all to pluck us out of the hand. And let me tell you, thank God for the grace and the mercies. And see, that's why we have new mercies every single day. So if you're in a cutback season, don't despise it. Don't fuss about it. Give God the praise, because that's just letting you know. That's a great indication you're in the love of Jesus. We're in the flow of God. And that's the awesome place. That's where you want to be, because God is making us. He's pruning us. He's building us so that we can do a work for him. He's making us so that we can hold our head up high, even though we go through trials and tribulations and hurtful times, and even in sad times, in lean times, we can still give God the praise. Why? Because we are in that true vine. And God purges us so that we can bring more fruit together. More fruit, more love, more peace, more joy, more long-suffering, more kindness. Amen. I can't tell it all tonight, but I praise God for this opportunity that he has given us. And that for I had this opportunity to remind us, not just you, us, do not despise your cutback season. God bless you. I tell you, right now, I believe in God for greater and greater things, and I'm excited about the Lord. I've asked Pastor Bolden if he would like to come and just minister in prayer tonight, and he will be doing that right now. God bless you. Glory to God.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. We are getting ready to go through the throne, a room of grace. We're going in prayer. We believe in God. We're trusting God for the answer. Praise God for the word of God tonight. The God used Lady B to bring forth the word. We thank God for that. And now we're going to go to the throne room of grace, and we're going to ask God to bring deliverance and healing. So I want you to go in prayer with me tonight. Believe God and trust God and stand upon his promise. Father, we just bless you and we thank you, Lord, for the word of God tonight. We thank you for the woman of God tonight, God. God, we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God. And God, as your word have gone forth, and we thank you for that. You said your word would not go out and come back to you void, but it would accomplish that it was set out to do. So God, we thank you for that. We thank you. You have proven yourself so many times to us, God, that you are God that loves us and God that cares for us. My God, the God that understands us. And Lord, we ask tonight, Lord, that you just minister to everyone that's on this line tonight. Well, Lord God, as the word have gone forth, now as prayer go forth, we ask you just to touch each and every one of them, bring deliverance to them, bring healing to their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand upon your promises. We stand upon your word. Your word cannot fail. And God, your word, the Bible said that your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. If you said it, you're going to do it. You've spoken that you will bring it to pass. So God, we thank you for the word of God tonight. We thank you because you're going to bless your people. You are going to make the way. You are going to open doors. There are some that have a sickness in their bodies, and God, we pray that you bring healing to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for every situation, every condition that they are going through, that God, you will provide ways. You will open doors. You are the one that's going to do it. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, my God. We believe you tonight. We trust you tonight. That's why we're praising you, because we trust you. We believe that you're going to bring it out. We believe that you're going to heal. We believe that you're going to set free. And God, we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. And God, we ask you to continue to bless this prayer line, Lord, as people call in every week, God. God, you know the need of the people. Every time they call in, you know their need. And God, you are meeting that need. And God, we thank you for this prayer line. Continue to bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the people that call in every week, God. Every week they are calling in. And Lord, that you know what they have need of. You know, God, and we thank you for meeting that need in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, there's people that doctors haven't given a good report, but God, whose report shall we believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for meeting need. Heal sick bodies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for it tonight. We glorify you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Have thy own way tonight. tonight. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you tonight. God, don't let us look at things as they are now, but let us look at them the way you said they should be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we provide. You provide ways. You open doors. And God, we thank you for it right now. Don't let us be discouraged. Help us to be encouraged in your word. Help us to stand upon your promises. In Jesus' name, have thy way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody begin to give him glory and praise and honor.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor, for that powerful prayer tonight. Amen. Let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Everybody on this line, let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the praise because he loves us and he takes time with us. Hallelujah. We praise God. We thank the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Is that praise in your mouth? Hallelujah. You're giving God the glory, the honor, that is so due his name. Hallelujah. So we praise God. We thank God for this opportunity that we had to share the word with you all tonight. Don't despise when you're in that cutback season, because after a while, you're going to come forth shining and looking as pure gold. So we just praise God for that, and we ask that you will just continue to be blessed, continue to look to the hills, which comes your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Pray one for another. Do something nice for somebody else. And now I want to ask that if you've been blessed week after week on this prayer line, just text me. Send me a text. Let me know you've been blessed. Some of you already do that. Some of you do it regularly and tell me, say, I've been blessed. I received the word. Powerful word. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be all the praise and honor. So until next week, we will continue to be blessed, encouraged, and blessed of the Lord. So with that said, I can say good night. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you too. But God loves you more. God bless you. Good night.
Bless you. Good night.
Good night.